Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissies podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Is it narcissism, borderline, or bipolar? Accessible self-help and mental health guide focused on three commonly confused categories of behavior narcissistic traits, borderline personality patterns, and bipolar mood episodes. Its stated purpose is practical rather than clinical. It helps readers who feel disoriented by emotionally volatile relationships, especially with an ex-partner, make sense of recurring drama without turning the book into a diagnostic manual. Parker uses humor, everyday examples, and a simplified comparison framework to explain why similar outward behaviors can have different psychological roots. The book is positioned for lay readers who want clearer language around manipulation, abandonment fears, mood swings, emotional intensity, and relational instability. It also emphasizes boundary setting and emotional recovery, presenting understanding as a tool for safer decisions rather than as a substitute for professional evaluation, therapy, or psychiatric care. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, differentiating lookalike behaviors by pattern, motive, and timing. A central topic in the book is the confusion caused when narcissistic traits, borderline personality patterns, and bipolar disorder produce superficially similar relationship experiences. Parker frames the problem in practical terms: an angry outburst, abrupt withdrawal, reckless decision, or intense emotional shift can look alike from the outside, but the underlying pattern matters. Narcissistic behavior is presented around self-importance, validation seeking, image management, entitlement, and difficulty taking responsibility. Borderline patterns are treated more through emotional sensitivity, fear of abandonment, unstable attachment, and rapid shifts in closeness or anger. Bipolar disorder is distinguished as a mood disorder marked by episodic changes in energy, sleep, impulsivity, depression, and elevated or irritable mood. The book, therefore, encourages readers to look beyond a single dramatic incident and consider duration, recurrence, triggers, and relational context. This matters because mislabeling can lead to poor responses. A boundary problem may require different handling from a mood episode, and a crisis rooted in abandonment fear differs from a pattern of exploitative control. The value of this comparison is not diagnosis, but more disciplined observation. Secondly, the drama triangle as a relationship decoding tool. The book uses a drama-focused framework to help readers examine the roles people can fall into during volatile interactions. Rather than treating conflict as random chaos, Parker presents recurring dynamics that can make relationships feel cyclical and disorienting. In difficult exchanges, one person may feel like a victim, another may take on the role of rescuer, and another may appear as persecutor, while the roles can shift quickly. This is especially relevant when readers are trying to understand an ex-partner, because memory after a breakup often becomes fragmented into peak moments of affection, betrayal, panic, or rage. The framework gives readers a way to map repeated interactions without needing to resolve every clinical question. For narcissistic dynamics, the triangle can highlight blame shifting, control, or validation seeking. For borderline dynamics, it can illuminate fear-driven protest, clinging, or sudden rejection. For bipolar-related conflict, it may help separate relational roles from episode-related mood and energy changes. Its practical strength is that it moves the reader from asking what is wrong with this person to asking what pattern keeps repeating and what role am I being pulled into. Thirdly, humor and plain language as a strategy for reducing confusion. A distinctive feature of the book is its playful tone. Mental health books about personality disorders and mood disorders often become either highly clinical or heavily trauma-focused. Parker instead uses humor and informal language to make difficult concepts more approachable for readers who may already feel overwhelmed. This choice has a practical function. When a reader is coming from a confusing relationship, technical terminology can feel alienating, while overly grave language can intensify fear or shame. A lighter style can lower defensiveness and make the reader more willing to compare patterns, notice personal reactions, and stay engaged with the material. The book appears to use relatable examples, simplified contrasts, and a quiz-like element to create a learning experience closer to guided orientation than textbook instruction. That accessibility is also its limitation. Readers looking for detailed diagnostic criteria, treatment protocols, or research depth may find the tone too simplified. However, for the intended audience, the style helps translate complex categories into usable distinctions. The humor does not remove the seriousness of emotional harm, but it reframes the subject so readers can think more clearly while under stress. Fourthly, boundary setting as the practical response to emotional volatility. The book does not stop at naming patterns. It emphasizes boundaries as the main practical tool for readers dealing with difficult or destabilizing behavior. this focus is important because recognizing a possible pattern of narcissism, borderline traits, or bipolar symptoms does not automatically tell a person how to respond. Parker treats boundaries as a way to protect emotional stability, reduce escalation, and avoid being pulled into repeated cycles of explanation, rescue, argument, or self-blame. In the context of narcissistic patterns, boundaries can limit manipulation, guilt pressure, or endless attempts to win approval. In borderline-related dynamics, boundaries can provide consistency without rewarding crisis-driven demands. In bipolar-related situations, boundaries can help separate compassion for illness from tolerance of harmful behavior, especially during high-intensity periods. The book appears to favor concrete decision-making over abstract insight: what contact is acceptable, what topics are unsafe, when to pause a conversation, and when external support is necessary. This is a useful emphasis because lay readers often seek certainty about labels, while their immediate need is usually a safer interaction plan. Boundary setting becomes the bridge between understanding and self-protection. Lastly, compassion without turning the reader into a clinician. Another important topic is the balance between compassion and realistic limits. The book is aimed at people who may feel hurt, confused, or suspicious after emotionally intense relationships, but it does not appear to frame every difficult person as malicious. By distinguishing narcissistic patterns, borderline struggles, and bipolar mood episodes, Parker invites a more nuanced view of behavior. Some actions may come from insecurity, fear, dysregulated mood, or impaired self-awareness, rather than a single motive. At the same time, the book avoids implying that understanding requires unlimited patience or personal sacrifice. This distinction is crucial in self-help writing about mental health. If readers become amateur diagnosticians, they may overfocus on labeling another person and underfocus on safety, therapy, accountability, and personal recovery. If they focus only on blame, they may miss patterns that require structured support or professional care. The book positions knowledge as a tool for clearer choices, not as permission to diagnose or excuse harm. Its compassionate stance is most useful when paired with the reminder that personality disorders and bipolar disorder require qualified assessment, and that readers can care about context while still protecting themselves from damaging behavior. In conclusion, this book is best suited for lay readers who are trying to make sense of confusing relationship behavior and want an approachable comparison of narcissistic traits with borderline personality patterns and bipolar disorder. It will be most useful to people recovering from a volatile breakup, people who feel repeatedly pulled into emotional crises, and readers who want plain language before moving into more clinical resources. Its practical benefit is not that it can diagnose another person, but that it helps readers observe patterns more carefully, separate different kinds of emotional intensity, and respond with firmer boundaries. Intellectually, it gives a basic map of why similar behaviors can arise from different psychological mechanisms, compared with many books in the relationship recovery and personality disorder category. It stands out through its intentionally playful style and its side-by-side treatment of three often conflated subjects. Many books focus only on narcissistic abuse, only on borderline personality disorder, or only on bipolar disorder. Parker instead addresses the messy overlap that readers often encounter in real life and online discussions. Its best use is as a clarifying first step, followed when needed by therapy, professional evaluation, or more specialized reading. If you would like to support Cali Parker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.